Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 31st, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. In its Q3 earnings, Apple earned $2.58 per share on revenue of $59.7 billion, beating analysts' expectations. iPhone sales generated $26.42 billion in revenue, 20% higher than analysts expected. Services generated $13.2 billion in revenue, accessories $6.5 billion, both modestly beating analysts' expectations. iPad and Mac segments reported revenue of $6.58 billion and $7.08 billion, respectively. Apple Chief Financial Officer Luca Maestri confirmed that supply chain constraints would delay the next generation iPhone by a few weeks. In Q2, Amazon reported it earned $10.30 per share on revenue of $88.9 billion. Analysts had expected revenue of $81.53 billion on earnings of $1.46 per share. On the earnings call, CEO Jeff Bezos said Amazon created 175,000 jobs since March, with third-party sales growing faster than first-party sales in the quarter. Grocery sales revenue tripled in the quarter, with Amazon increasing grocery delivery capacity by over 160% and tripling grocery pickup locations in the quarter. AWS generated $10.81 billion in revenue, up 29% in the year, but the ninth consecutive quarter of slowing growth. Subscription revenue increased 29% to $6.02 billion, while its other revenue, which mostly consists of its ad business, increased revenue 42% to $4.22 billion. In Alphabet's Q2 earnings, the company saw its first quarterly revenue decline in company history, bringing in $38.3 billion on earnings of $10.31 per share, but still beating analysts' expectations. The 2% annual revenue decline was largely driven by a drop in core search and ad revenue, down 9.8% of the year to $29.9 billion. YouTube ad revenue increased 5.5% of the year to $3.81 billion. Google Cloud revenue jumped 31% to $3 billion, while other revenue, which includes subscriptions, grew 25% to $5.12 billion. Alphabet's other bets segment, which includes Waymo, generated a $1.11 billion operating loss on declining revenue of $148 million. Facebook saw its revenue grow 10.6% in Q2, beating analysts' expectations with $18.69 billion on earnings of $1.80 per share. The company says monthly active users on Facebook increased 12% of the year to 2.7 billion, with daily active users up 12.5% to 1.79 billion. Twitch announces partnering with Community, an organization that supports minorities in esports and the video game industry, to create a historically black colleges and universities esports league. HBCU students will receive educational and scholarship support from Twitch Student to expand their esports programs, along with other objectives. Google posted a page on its online store promoting a phone coming on August 3rd. The expectation is the Pixel 4a will go on sale then. The 4a is expected to be a more affordable version of the Pixel 4. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission authorized Amazon's plans for its Project Kuiper satellite constellation. This calls for launching 3,236 satellites to provide broadband coverage across the globe. The FCC approved the plan on the condition that Amazon does not unduly interfere with previously authorized satellite ventures, with satellites planned to deorbit within 355 days of completing their assigned missions. The plan approved by the FCC calls for Amazon to launch half of its satellites by mid-2026 and the rest of them by mid-2029. Rakuten confirmed to TechCrunch it will shut down its U.S. online retail store over the next 2 months. The company will still maintain its cashback rewards referral business at Rakuten.com in the U.S., which it acquired with Ebates back in 2014. The online store was originally acquired by Rakuten with Buy.com in 2010. In an update to the coordinated social engineering attack that took over high-profile Twitter accounts last week, Twitter now says that the attackers targeted a few employees with access to internal tools with a phone spear phishing attack in an attempt to mislead certain employees and exploit human vulnerabilities to gain access to our internal systems. Twitter also revised the number of accounts that had their Twitter data archive downloaded from 8 down to 7 and says it has significantly limited access to its internal tools while it looks at how to detect and prevent inappropriate access to them. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, Facebook finalized deals with Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Music Group to show music videos on its platforms. Facebook had previously reached agreements with some artists and labels to license the use of audio, but didn't have permission to directly host official videos. Oppo launched its first Wear OS device, the creatively named Oppo Watch. The watch comes with Qualcomm Snapdragon Wear 3100 SoC, paired with the Ambique Micro Apollo 3 coprocessor to extend battery life. It also has 1GB of RAM, 8GB of internal storage, and support for Super VOOC fast charging. Oppo Watch comes in two sizes, a 41mm model, which includes a 1.6-inch square AMOLED display and a claimed 24 hours of battery life, as well as a 46mm model with LTE connectivity, a 1.9-inch AMOLED display, and a claimed 30-hour battery life. The smaller version will be available in black, pink, gold, or silver for £229, with a larger variant coming in black or gold, priced at £369, both available on September 3rd in the UK. Oppo said it currently has no plans for a US launch. And finally, PayPal announced that CVS pharmacies will soon accept touch-free QR code payments from PayPal and Venmo accounts. A user brings up a QR code in either app, scans it at the CVS checkout, then enters and sends the payment amount in the app, which then sends a payment confirmation to both the cashier and the user. PayPal confirmed that Venmo payments with linked cards, bank accounts, and Venmo balances will not carry any user fees. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.